The Free For All Roundtable.
Round two.
On the roundtable this morning, Michelle Morrow is here, People's Voice Award winner, music teacher, Jamal Myers, Toronto City Councillor, head of the TTC, or at the least chair of the TTC Commission. And Bob Richardson is here, senior counsel at National Public Relations. Actually, Jamal Myers, let me take advantage of you being here. We did not get a strike this morning. And, I mean, there would have been a strike, but would service have actually been affected, or would that be sort of a cumulative effect if those workers hadn't shown up for work?
Well, I just want to start off by saying, you know, we are thrilled that the parties were able to come to an agreement. We did have contingency plans in the event that there was a strike. However, we were confident as we got closer and closer to the deadline that a deal was within reach, and we were just really happy that we were able to strike this deal and not affect service for our customers.
Okay. Well, I'm very happy because anything that interrupts the TTC is beyond disruptive to everybody. Let's begin with Umar Zamir, acquitted in the death of a Toronto police constable. Zamir was at the wheel of a car in 2021 that drove over an officer, actually knocked him down first, then drove over him. But the jury looked at the evidence and said, he's not guilty. This was a horrible accident. Bob Richardson, was justice done here?
Yeah, justice was done here. It was good that he was found not guilty. The information brought forward in the trial was compelling and overwhelming. So he is owed an apology. I presume he's probably owed some compensation after 3 years of hell. I also feel badly for the family of Constable Northrup, too, as well. It's a difficult situation for them, and it's a difficult thing that they've had to go through. The third thing here is, this is another black eye for the Toronto Police, in a long list of black eyes in the last couple of years. And I appreciate the chief had a tough role yesterday, but he was tone deaf when it came to the conduct of the police and the action that a number of his officers took on the stand. And there really should be an investigation into that. And finally, on this point, I think we need to thank two strong women justices, the judge who presided over the bail, which at the time was very controversial based on the information that came out. She was right. And finally, Justice Molloy, the presiding judge, who did a superb job.
Well, and worth noting, part of this story is that politicians back in the day when that bail ruling was made, but the print version of it wasn't released, a lot of politicians piled on and publicly criticized the judge. And as it turns out, Michelle Morrow, as Bob Richardson said, she was right.
Yeah, I think it's one of those cases where your emotions get caught up in it right away, and then hopefully the judge had perhaps more access to information than we as the public did. It's really difficult because a police officer died. A friend of mine was a Toronto police officer who was killed in a motor vehicle accident as well. She was the first female officer killed in the line of duty, and similar sort of thing. It was a car accident, and it was someone made an illegal turn and hit her car, and she died. And so, but it was just an accident. And I know the case around Umar Zamir is very different. There's a lot more. A lot more circumstantial evidence, or sorry, not circumstantial evidence, but there's a lot more things that came into play in that. But it still boils down to, it was an accident, and some people may have big accidents, and some people have small accidents, and unfortunately, this was a big accident, but it still is an accident, and I think the verdict was correct. Oh, I'm so nervous talking about Laura. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm glad you did. Thank you for that. Jamal Myers, your thoughts on the outcome?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to reiterate my condolences go out to the family and loved ones of Detective Constable Jeffrey Northup. As you said, this is a good example of why elected officials should restrain themselves from commenting on ongoing legal matters, particularly when before all the facts are well known. This is a really difficult situation, particularly for Umar Zamir and his family and for everyone else involved. And I think we can all say that, this was the correct verdict.
Let's turn to the world of politics. A new poll says Bonnie Crombie's popularity and approval have taken a bit of a hit. Let me start with a guy who has more than dabbled in politics. And again, I'll come back to you, Bob Richardson. My read on this is not, as the Star says, that it's the ads the Conservatives ran, although A, they're effective, and B, God bless you for buying radio. I think it's just that right out of the convention, and as she arrives on the scene, everybody's excited because it's somebody new. And then with time, it gets back to, yeah, but we don't hate Doug Ford. He's okay. So let's just go back to where we were.
Maybe it's a little bit of that. I mean, Bonnie Crombie hasn't had the time to find the washroom at Queen's Park yet either. So she hasn't had real time to establish herself as leader. Usually that process takes a year for a new leader. I'm a former leader, chief of staff. Let me tell you, it's a tough slog. But look, money talks. The Liberals are outgunned at the moment by the Conservatives on money. That will make them the underdog in the Milton by-election. I don't think anyone expects a Liberal win in Lambton. It'll likely remain a Conservative riding. But her problem is she's outgunned on money. The carbon tax is still an issue, and Trudeau's an issue. I know people who are out canvassing on the weekend. Trudeau comes up at the doors, and it's not helpful, even though Bonnie's provincial, and obviously Trudeau is federal.
Jamal Myers, your take?
So I'm not sure, like this, I get that the ads are working, but it's only showing a 2% decline in her popularity, which to me doesn't suggest the greatest return on investment. There's still a lot of time between now and June 2026, and I still think there's time for Bonnie to define herself in the public.
Okay, listen, let's jump to a different topic, but kind of in the same pocket. And Michelle, I'll start with you. A poll out that asked people 10 different questions about the two major leaders in Ottawa, Justin Trudeau and Pierre Poilievre. But I like the approach here. It's like, who would you trust to hold the map in the passenger seat of the car? Who would you think could organize a good party? Who do you think could haggle better over prices? And it kind of all boils down to Justin Trudeau's fun, but Pierre's serious and he's going to do something.
Yeah, at first I read this and I was like, this is ridiculous. Why are we asking these questions? I'm really good at reading maps and I would be a horrible prime minister. So I was really torn at first. But at the same time, I can see where the questions were leading. Like, we want a prime minister who can deal with or talk to leaders of other countries and respectfully and represent Canada in a great way. We want leaders who can problem solve, who can sit down and do things at a table and work things out with a pen and paper. And we want to see them actually like working to solve the problems. But I don't know. I think it was a fun thing, but I don't want to read too much into it. And it doesn't make me like either of them anymore after reading this poll.
Jamal Myers, I don't think I'd want either one of them to put a shelf up at my house.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'd be happy to talk to both of them, particularly about getting funding for the Line 2 subway trains that we need in Toronto and just some of the issues happening in my ward. Look, but these questions remind me of those questions they often ask voters in the U.S. about which presidential candidate would you rather have a beer with? I think it's more trying to get a gut reaction rather than, you know, who would you actually want as prime minister?
Well, and you're right. If we want to stay with the American model, Bob Richardson, if I had to spend 10 minutes with somebody, it would probably be Donald Trump over Joe Biden, because I think it would just be crazier.
I think you're wrong. I spent 10 minutes with Joe Biden once, and I got to tell you, it was like talking to your neighbor over a fence. He's a hell of a nice guy, and he's as chatty as hell, too. But he was very interesting. So I'm for Joe Biden in this one.
Okay. And your thoughts on this particular poll? Because it was, you know,
in this, look, it's not particularly useful information, but it does tell us where we're at in the election cycle. 10 years ago, Trudeau was fresh and new and exciting. Everyone wanted him at their backyard party. 10 years later, they want him out of the backyard and in the dustbin. You know, it's the cycle of Canadian politics, and that's where we are in the cycle today.
Young man, 15 years old, so almost a boy, in life-threatening condition after getting on top of a moving GO train. And while Jamal Myers, I realize it's not your particular transit line, but you're the transit guy. What do you make of this?
You know, this is just deeply unfortunate about what's been happening. We've seen similar incidents on TTC where passengers, they're often filming themselves for social media, younger people especially. And it's just, it's very, very dangerous. These situations almost never end up well. And we just need to reiterate the message to people to stay off of the tracks. It's not safe. It might look easy. It's not. It's very difficult. And this is often the result of what happens.
Well, and Bob Richardson, a lot of people are citing TikTok and other social media platforms where people try to get attention and sometimes they risk their lives for it.
Well, I think it does show that social media nonsense has consequences. That's what that's what this is telling us. This is very sad. It's very unnecessary. Jamal is 100% right. Stay off the tracks. Stay off of moving vehicles. It just isn't safe. And people are going to lose their lives.
And Michelle Morrow, your kids are a little young for this sort of thing, but you are a mom, which I guess might inform your reaction.
Oh, it breaks my heart to hear this, not just for the parents of the child who was in the accident, but the other three involved. Like, that's something they're going to carry with them for the rest of their lives. And we all do dumb things as kids, perhaps not to this extent, but the best we can do is sort of talk to our kids at home and be like, hey, don't do dumb things, especially not for social media, but also like, let's be smart about things. But I just feel awful for them. I feel so bad for these parents, and I wish there was something we could do, but I feel like kids are going to do dumb things no matter how many times you tell them not to.
Well, you're right. He's 15. And at that age, we don't let you drive a car, vote, or drink. Bob Richardson, steal from Loblaws Day. It may just be sort of an agitprop poster campaign, but I have to feel that the sentiment expressed, some people think it's perfectly legitimate.
Yeah, it's not perfectly legitimate. It's perfectly irresponsible. In fact, it's totally irresponsible. Let's not go there. This is stupid. It's inappropriate. And we shouldn't be stealing from a legitimate business. There are days when I don't like Loblaws like anyone else, but that's not a license to go stealing from the store. So the answer is, do not do this.
Michelle Morrow, there are people out there who actually think this is a form, an official form of activism. The same people who apparently will, you know, like get a job at McDonald's and then consume all the food without permission. And they say, well, I'm just getting them back.
This is like continuing along the lines of stupidity from the last topic. Like, do you really think that stealing from your local Loblaws is going to hurt Galen Weston? No, all you're doing is hurting your local store. It's not going to drop the prices. It's not going to make a difference. Use your money to actually make a change. So go and shop somewhere else. That's going to make the difference. If you bring down your buying habits, then that will change it, or hopefully it will. But don't steal from someone. It doesn't make you any better from the person that you think is stealing from you.
My thanks to y'all, Michelle Morrow, Jamal Myers, and Bob Richardson.
Catch the round table, round one at 7:45, round two at 8:45. Weekday mornings on More in the Morning. News Talk 1010, Toronto.